Could you tell me a little about how you came to find out about the Revilius Dummy book?
Well, I knew that it existed in the sense that it had been recorded and people had been searching for what they thought might have existed, but most people suspected it had long gone, because I was a member, I am a member of the Penguin Collector Society, and it's been one of the holy grail issues for all puffin collectors, the lost Revilius puffin. So it's been subject to speculation for as long as I can remember. So I knew that the existence was speculative, but I had no idea that the book, the dummy, really existed. And the first I knew about it was when I was researching for a forthcoming book about the publisher Noel Carrington. I visited one of the artists that Noel had worked with called Roland Collins. I interviewed him about Roland Collins' work with Noel Carrington, thought no more of it. Shortly afterwards, I was talking to a mutual friend who publishes books on design called Ruth Art Monsky. Ruth mentioned she'd just been to see Roland, and she'd taken Roland to an exhibition of Eric Revilius's. I suspect it was one at the Towner Gallery in Eastbourne. And when the pair were visiting, Roland spotted a placard against one of the paintings which described how the lost puffin dummy had never been recovered, suspect lost in Iceland, and so forth. And at that point, Roland Collins said to Ruth, "Do you know, I believe I might have that." Anyway, to cut a long story short, Ruth visited Roland, and Roland produced this dummy from his bookcase, and sure enough, it was the genuine article. Ruth then contacted myself, just in conversation, announced she'd found it, and that she was going to get some experts down to verify it. I believe Paynton Skipworth, who runs the Edward Borden estate, visited, and they confirmed that it was a genuine Eric Revilius puffin dummy. Once Ruth told me the news, I was so excited because, as a member of the Puffin Collector Society, this was the Holy Grail come to life, and so I rang Roland's wife and arranged to go and visit, and sure enough, it was the genuine puffin dummy. And quite slight. It's the sort of standard blank puffin that the Noel Carrington used to give to all his illustrators, hand them out dozens of copies and say, "Use these to scribble on, you know, come up with some ideas." And so it was basically a sort of a blank exercise. And it was wonderful because here was at last the actual proof that the dummy existed. And it gave the context, it gave the layout, it gave the pictures, it gave the confirmation about what would have been in the dummy. And then, of course, the final book itself.